This is the Team Builders Podcast, building better teams.
The best speaker in the world could deliver the same impact as sitting back and watching what you and your team created with vision of values or your principles in that one moment.
This is the Team Builders Podcast with Stephen Haseley, Jerry Crowley and Jonathan Haseley.
Hello and welcome to the Team Builders Podcast, a podcast where you hear insights into what makes a great team, as well as in-depth interviews from business leaders around the UK about what it takes to really deliver a high-performing team within a business environment. I'm joined today by my two wonderful co-directors, Jerry and Stephen. How are you doing, Jerry? I'm coming to you first of all.
Yes, in great form. Thanks very much, Jonathan. I've missed about 3 weeks of training, and I phone Stephen regularly and say, I can't get it going. So he has done a phenomenal thing. He's been walking two times a day for the last 5 or 6 weeks, so something good is up his sleeve. So I'm going to have to sort myself out. Stephen, tell us what's been going on.
The only thing that's up my sleeve is my arms, Jerry. Looking good, feeling good, smelling of Yves Saint Laurent.
Okay, gents. So today, I would love to chat a little bit more about how we use team building to engage teams within their business culture, and particularly focusing on lots of different names for it, but principles, values, mission statements, visions, all of those kind of good things, and the things that we connect a lot with our customers for in terms of those team environments. So Stephen, listen, I'm going to kick it off straight with you. Why do you think it's helpful for organizations to choose their team building session to be focused around vision and values and principles and those kind of areas of engagement?
I think clients contact us because they want to have time well spent and get bang for their buck in whatever period they have, either a full day, half day, 2 or 3 days, whatever, and really to try and carry on the positivity of a good workplace environment, to try and engage people, keep them enthusiastic, keep them motivated to work towards the bigger picture. And again, coming down to the viability, I think lots of teams want to do great things with their team and carry on the process of communication, leadership, planning, et cetera, et cetera. And it's up to us to come up with ideas for them that can be easily delivered in whatever environment they want to work in, so that, yeah, we reinforce what their business message is going forward to fulfill that vision and break it down into the key values of their employees.
Stephen, you hit it exactly nail on the head, and the only way I would summarize it in everything that you said is to engage the people, because sending out an email saying these are our business vision, our culture, doesn't hit as well as showing them, I think. Couldn't say it better, John.
Yeah. So to elaborate on that, Jerry, how do team building experiences help employees really, you know, buy into and internalize that company culture?
It's a great question. It's not always easy to answer in one flitting comment, but on a bespoke situation, if we were asked that, we try to embody their values specifically, because a vision, like Stephen mentioned, is something that's wider out there, that's hard to narrow down. But behavioral values or principles, as we ourselves call them principles, but values the equal amount, in order to amplify those in how you put yourself forward during the experiences that we offer, is where the key connector can be. Yeah. And we're not just using our vocal voice for that, we can visually enhance it by printing them on nice little postcards, putting them in strategic situations, and then part of the experience of our challenge would be that you have to amplify those when you're in that moment. So in a stressful situation, perhaps, it would be calmness.
Yeah.
And then you have to amplify that. So if you're not good at that and you see the postcard, then you have to play that role, which links back to what the business wants their culture to be. I think that's difficult to do on a one-off, but on a continuous plan throughout the business's lifespan, that reaps rewards.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you got it there. And it's, again, it really is about taking the words on the paper to actions for the behaviours that the people exhibit. Yeah. I think that's the key part of the team building experience, allowing them to do that, allowing them to live it, see it, feel it.
And you can also have discussions within that. So it's part of one of our experiences, is you have to stop and talk about it. It's like an innovation thing. So why should we do it? Does it affect you? Does Mary, Paul, Michael, Dolores, you know, do they act like this? Do you need to act like that? And then it's good to have the business there too, where they can show why they chose that. But quite often the business involves its employees in the funneling of what the top values or principles are within their business, because they wanted to be for them and obviously for the business itself. Stephen,
I think that all the companies and organizations that we work with have always produced good or great results, but it's about making those good and great results filter through to the whole team, and so they have a wider perspective on their involvement and their engagement with the team and how important everything that they do within the workplace feeds into that, and enjoy the process as well. And in terms of results, I think we're very open and honest with people about how their performance is when we take them away from the work situation and face them with a task that might be challenging. And that's what business is. It's all about overcoming various hurdles. And with respect to people who write business plans, objectively away from the workforce, a business plan is only written on paper. It has to be lived and breathed and delivered. You can play a great game on paper, but whenever some tough times come along, that's where you really need to harness the vision, the values, and all the efforts and thoughts and beliefs of your team so you can get through those tough times. So business plans are fantastic, but I do think that during tough times, and every company, big or small, growing or static, will face tough times. And it's about the team to help motivate everybody through those tough times to get to even greater success so that you can go home to your family and your friends and have time well spent within your organisation.
Absolutely.
And from the, if I could take the company point of view too, the most difficult thing for them is not everyone has the same values as they do. And so we often find getting the team to relate to the company values and also to press upon them. So when you come through the door, this is what it means to us, if you like. So this is the rules of engagement when you're in the workplace. And if they can get that message across to their team, things change quickly, because you can formalize that in your head. You can think, well, personally, I would do this way. I would take this shortcut. However, I can see that if I follow the procedure and the values of supporting my teammate safely, because we do a lot of work in areas that are not safe environments, and you know they need to be adhered to, and everyone wants to go home safe. I think that's when the business makes a big jump in success of why have them. Because we can all see some companies who just name them and they don't live through to those values. So those that do, they bring success for themselves, I think. That's probably one of the biggest challenges.
You know, one thing I think about, particularly when it comes to team building and how we link them to, you know, value-based efforts within the organisation, we've probably made a lot of shifts, you know, in creation of specific team activities that really, you know, are wholeheartedly focused on the delivery of vision and values. I think, you know, many years ago, it'd be fair to say that we would have had team building exercises that we then shoehorned in, for want of a better word, the effort of how can we include vision and values in here. And when we recognised the, you know, continued importance and the desire for organisations to really have team building sessions that delivered on their vision and values, we start to work hard to develop products that wholeheartedly, you know, brought that together.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, one of the big ones is actually called integrity.
Yeah.
And it's, again, it causes the biggest chaos, because integrity is so, on a sliding scale of...
It's fluid.
Yeah. Is it okay to, you know, put something in your shopping basket and walk out with it? Is that integrous or not? But the game itself, you self-police the challenges and it's competitive. So that really brings out lots of discussion, lots of, like, you know, how you did what they did. And I really love that game. It's not played a lot, but it's exactly what you're talking about. It's built exactly for that purpose.
I'm always inspired by people at the end during our debrief who said that they learned a lot about themselves.
Yeah.
And a lot about what they can bring to the team. And again, from an objective and probably a mercenary perspective, that doesn't cost the organization anything because it's already within that person. But they understand that a lot of their skills, a lot of their abilities, a lot of their mindset and a lot of their previous experience can bring a huge amount of gain both to their lives, their team's lives, and obviously the ultimate performance of the business as well. So it's really a platform so that people can voice their opinions, get really stuck in, unfold their arms, give their very best, learn about themselves and what their huge contribution can be each and every day to themselves, their team and their organisation as a whole as well.
It's so powerful.
Absolutely.
There's another quick one,
yeah,
Jonathan, that might be of interest, and it's actually taking the language and the feel and this animate. We give them the values and then we give them a script headline. It could be how your future of your business looks if you follow these five values to the end core. And then they have to create a script, take movie clips using stop-go animation and then put a theme to it. And all of that time in those 2 hours, all they're thinking about is how can we link values to a business, to where that success takes us. And I think when you see the results and you see the people in the room, there's nothing more powerful. I don't think the best speaker in the world could deliver the same impact as sitting back and watching what you and your team created with vision of values or your principles in that one moment. I think that's a mighty one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And again, you know, we've talked before about how whenever you connect emotionally with the subject matter that you're working in, how much more you take from that, how much more you retain, how much more you buy into. And I think particularly sessions like Animate, Big Picture, Integrity that you've already mentioned, you know, they really do connect those dots between taking words that a business has decided are going to be the values for their team to live by and allowing them to really behave in that manner and to connect with them and to you know, buy in. I keep using that word, but that's the big one, isn't it? That's what the organisations are looking for us to do, help their employees buy into their culture.
Yeah, and there's no way you can create a culture without the values that underpin that culture, isn't there not? Because people don't know how to behave, how to act. So it's easy to say if something goes wrong and look at those and say, well, look, this is where you're missing on your spoke of your wheel. It's a definitive way of helping the business grow through the sculpture of your team.
A lot of our listeners will obviously look at sporting teams around the world, and the best and the greatest teams with the best longevity and success are always those teams who play full out together and are well managed with a similar vision, similar values, so that they really cohese together for the big picture. And that just not over one season or two seasons, but over years and years and years. And by the same token, if they don't have that cohesion, if they don't have that team vision and keep each other within the strict values that have been set by their coaches and their managers, then it can all be lost in one season or the shortest of the games. And everyone can reflect on success and failure over many years, over many Olympic Games, over many World Cups, etc., etc. And success leaves clues. And it's not by luck. It's always by application of the team and their values that success is a long-term investment and a long-term reward.
Is it guiding light?
Yeah, guiding light. That's the way to put it. That's the way to put it for sure. Listen, really interesting chat today, gents. I've really enjoyed the thought around, you know, those values, principles, visions, and how much they underpin the importance of success for organisations and how we have the opportunity to work with companies that we do so and connecting those together. Obviously, whenever we get those opportunities, we relish them, don't we? When you hear that an organisation wants to do team building with a very specific purpose, we really jump on, and I think that excites us, and, you know, we continue to be excited by those opportunities for sure.
Like, for us, it's great to work with people who want to do that because we love that.
Exactly, yes.
I think that's
what I'm getting at.
We don't have to drag them kicking and screaming into the event or out of the event. Yeah. They're there because they choose to be there, and that's a blessing for us to be able to work with those people who come with that positive attitude.
And certainly at the end of the session, we hope they continue to get it. You know, bring home the bacon for sure. No, I really enjoyed today, gentlemen. Thank you very much. From myself, Jonathan, and my two colleagues, Jerry and Stephen, we will catch you next time on the Team Builders Podcast. Thanks, boys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan.